Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau with weekly warnings. Steve, good morning. Tis the season for gift card scams. What's the latest on this?
Well, thanks, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Yes, we just released an investigation this morning study showing that our research shows that gift card scams report rose over 50% over last year. In essence, scammers have doubled down on gift cards. So the tip-off to the rip-off is that government agencies, impersonators, advance fee loans, and any type of lottery winnings asking for gift cards is a no-no. You know, gift cards are safe if you know who you're giving it to. The scammers are trying to steal the money from the gift cards, and they're asking for that in payment. And that's an unconventional payment method, Bob, and shouldn't be done.
Beware of that. And also the hot toy scams. How do those work?
What happens every year, there's always something that, you know, is a hot toy that everybody needs and parents want, and they go online, they search for it, and unfortunately, the scammers know that, and they create these fake ads or social media sites or whatever it may be, saying they have a plethora of these types of toys you're looking for or the hot item, and they don't. They just want your credit card number, or they might ask you for additional payment in some way, sending them your checking account number and things of that nature. So in essence, deal with a reputable organization and do the research on those organizations, because there's a lot of fake websites, especially for those hot toys.
A lot of people shop and buy from overseas retailers. What do we have to be careful about there?
We're seeing an increase in those types of complaints at the Better Business Bureau, Bob. Those Chinese organizations who really have these really super reduced prices, and they have all these glowing testimonials from everybody. But you got to be very careful who you're dealing with. Make sure, even though they're a well-known name, they may not be based here. They may be coming out of China with inferior products or counterfeit products. So it's, in essence, you have to do the research and see, are they a retailer based in North America? Do they have a local presence, a local phone number? And you got to read that small print as well on those things, because sometimes the small print giveth and the big print giveth and the little print taketh away, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And on social media, you have to think twice before buying from those ads, don't you?
Yeah, they're really increasing the complaints at the Better Business Bureau. You know, there's several Twitter and others where you can buy products now, and you just have to be careful, because they're not, you know, regulated by those social media companies like Facebook Marketplace. They've just given you the opportunity to sell products and buy products. So you might be buying from a scammer, and sometimes consumers don't do any research because they see that pretty ad, Bob, and they click on it without doing any research, and they realize they've been victimized. And one of our recent studies we talked about last year was about 65% of the victims on online scams that particular month had no intention of buying that morning. So that signifies that you're not doing the proper research, and you're just clicking on those links, and that's what the marketers want you to do.
I love this story. There's one area code in Illinois more responsible for scam messages than others. What is it, Steve?
It is the 773 area code. It's the worst area code in the Chicago area, in Illinois, as a matter of fact. So more scam calls are coming out of the 773. And again, with the technology, these companies are not based in 773. They're just using those numbers, those specific numbers, because it's a well-known area code. So anybody calling, you know, it's best, as we talk about, Bob, is not to answer your phone unless it's from somebody you know on your contact list. Otherwise, just let it go to voicemail. Listen to it, and if you want to, then do the research on the organization itself. But sometimes scammers leave messages, and sometimes they don't. But 773 is an area code to be careful of.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve, and you have a
My
good
pleasure.
Day. All righty.
You too, sir.